This is the New Standard Radio News Update for the week ending January 12, 2007. I'm Catherine Kump. Both the fifth anniversary of the U.S. prison facility at Guantanamo Bay and President Bush's announcement of an expansion of the U.S. occupation in Iraq incited protests across the globe this week. Anti-war, human rights, and civil liberties groups took to the streets to voice their opposition to bolstering the war machine and the continued indefinite detention and mistreatment of detainees.
There is simply no place in a democracy for offshore penal colonies in which people have no rights.
Michael Ratner is president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. He joined attorneys representing Guantanamo prisoners at a press conference to demand legal rights for the detainees and a shuttering of the prison. The U.S. has imprisoned more than 750 people at Guantanamo. However, only 10 have ever been charged with a crime. CCR attorney Gitanjali Gutierrez has visited Guantanamo numerous times and says systemic inhumane treatment at the prison continues.
This has resulted in a population of prisoners who are still at Guantanamo that are experiencing very pervasive depression and sense of hopelessness. Many of them are exhibiting symptoms of post-traumatic stress syndrome and other forms of mental illness.
The group Witness Against Torture listed some 76 vigils and protests around the U.S. and the world, calling for the U.S. government to charge the detainees with crimes or release them, and to shut down the prison. U.S.-based anti-war activists planned hundreds of protests in at least 26 states to protest Bush's planned Iraq war escalation. Insurance companies are tallying profits at a record high while paying claims at a record low, according to a report released by the Consumer Federation of America. Even in the wake of destruction caused by Hurricane Katrina, insurance companies gained a healthy profit by overcharging customers and acquiring federal subsidies that shifted some coverage to taxpayers, according to the report. It also found that insurance companies made a record $60 billion in profits in 2006. Native Americans are still fighting the U.S. government over mismanagement of tribal trust funds. The Native American Rights Fund filed a lawsuit on behalf of more than 250 Indian tribes last month. Plaintiffs want accurate figures from the Department of the Interior for money that is held in trust by the federal government. The Democrats' agenda for their first 100 hours as the majority party in Congress claims to promote economic opportunity for all Americans. Lawmakers are touting measures like reforming student loan rates and raising the minimum wage. But one advocacy group is questioning whether these measures will address the deep racial and economic divide in America. A new report by United for a Fair Economy argues that the income disparities between whites and people of color will persist unless the Democrats take more decisive action to stem racial inequality. Esmeralda Simmons is executive director of the Center for Law and Social Justice in New York City.
I think the reason there's a reluctance is because there is more interest in maintaining white middle class and upper class Americans voting in their favor than there is in addressing major issues that move to the heart of the historical inequity in this nation.
Beyond the 100 hours agenda, grassroots groups say they will pressure Congress to pass laws to strengthen labor rights, increase public education funding, and promote universal health care. With a mere 100 bald eagles left in the Arizona desert, environmental groups sued the U.S. government for taking the desert eagles off the endangered species list. Arizona bald eagles have fallen behind in recovery from near extinction because they're isolated from other bald eagles, the groups say. Plaintiffs say the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service should classify them as a distinct population and consider putting them back on the endangered species list. The New Standard is a 100% reader-funded, independent hard news website. To read full versions of these stories and more, visit newstandardnews.net.